Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and jump into our chat room. It's the same spot. Today, the 11th of May, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Jared's at the helm.
Good morning.
What day is today?
Today is...
Besides being Tuesday, I know that. But what national day is it?
Eat what you want day.
Eat what you want day?
Yeah.
Anything?
I guess so.
Okay. Hey, what's the weather like?
All right. It's currently 66 degrees. Today, we're going to have a high of 93, a low of 59. We're going to have a red flag warning in effect till 6 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 96, a low of 60. It's going to be clear. Thursday, clear with a high of 96, a low of 60. And on Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 92 and a low of 60.
Okay. Sounds pretty good out there. It sounds like it's going to be rodeo week. Hey, today at 9 o'clock, I guess there's going to be a bank robbery at the I don't even know where it's at, but it's going to be a bank robbery today. And, of course, that is the lone stranger and his trusty friend, whoever that is. The lone stranger, it's going to be, we're going to start giving out clues, in fact, starting today. So about 9 o'clock today, if you hear any fireworks going off, like gunfire and all this, it's our Asphalt Cowboys chasing after these guys. I have, for some reason, a feeling they're going to get away. Okay, two things. And the first one is, remember I was talking about the tiger in Houston, Texas? That was wandering around the neighborhood? Well, they've gone back. And it turns out that the tiger's caretaker was wanted for murder and was out, had been arrested and was out on a $250,000 bond. The caretaker of the tiger had been, you know, was out on a $250,000 bond for murder. I'm not sure how that works, but it is Houston, Texas. Anyway, when they found the guy, they got there, the tiger's gone. So is the tiger out wandering the neighborhood? If you heard the story yesterday, it was wandering the neighborhood, and this guy came running up, and they were calling cops, and he jumps, gets the tiger, puts it back in the SUV, and runs away from the police. Anyway, the police there are just saying, look, whoever's got the tiger, let us know where he is so we can take care of the tiger. We have a place for him. He'll be happy. He'll be happy and content. So, anyway, out on murder on a $250,000 bond. Okay. And I'm here with David Mung. David.
Hey, Carl. Good to be back.
Turtle Bay.
Yeah,
it's
person
the first time. Yeah.
Good to be back in the studio.
Yay! Yeah. Hey, what do you think about this? This has totally got nothing to do with Turtle Bay.
Sure.
There is plenty of vaccine out there.
Uh-huh.
Yet, a whole lot of people don't want to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
I find that really interesting. Oh, no. I mean, you're 16 and above. You want a vaccine shot, you can get a vaccine shot. Now they're running into people that just say, we'll just wait and see if the first group that took it several months ago doesn't start.
Not a bad
third
plan
eye.
To, you know, let some other people test it out first.
Nah, but, yeah. This is the large test. This is a large sample. Hey, sad news at Turtle Bay.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you haven't heard, Sweet Pea.
Yep, last week, our beloved Sweet Pea the skunk, who we've had for 8 years over at Turtle Bay, passed away, unfortunately. Had an amazing life and just time being an ambassador for skunks with us at Turtle Bay, teaching other people that skunks are not a species to be feared, but to be loved and share this earth with. So, Usually in the wild, skunks only live to be about 3 to 4 years old. In captivity in zoos, most of them live to be 5 to 7, and Sweet Pea lived to be 8. So definitely got the most out of her life being with us and our animal care team. Always loved taking her into the studio with you. You had quite a few experiences with Sweet Pea, didn't you?
Oh, we love Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
She'd come in here and I held Sweet Pea, and then she'd get on the broadcast table in here, walk around. She was, you know, so many people, and Susan would take her up to people, and they would just, you know, everybody wants to pet a little skunk and feel safe.
Right.
Now, my dog didn't have quite the same experiences with two other skunks that had not been descented.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all got scented twice.
That's rough.
You know, she learned, or the skunks learned. They'd
live and learn, tough lessons.
Yeah, 2 years in a row, and didn't come back after the third year. So either she learned to leave them alone, or they just said it's not worth having this little white terror come charging at us, barking.
It's one of those, you know, you should see the other guy situations for your dog.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. What else? You've got a lot of things going on over there.
Yeah, well, along with that, like our animal shows just started up, our Walk on the Wild Side animal show last week. So that'll be going through August 15th. You can catch our animal shows Tuesday through Sunday at 11 and 12 p.m. So two chances each day to catch the show. And it's an amazing show. I just saw it for the first time last week as I came into Turtle Bay back in October, so we weren't doing the Walk on the Wild Side show yet. And it's incredible. You've got birds flying right over your head to the different trainers. You get to see Mischief the Raccoon, Digger the Badger, or the whole Animal Ambassador Squad. Just doing their different behaviors, working together with our animal trainers. And, it's a great entertaining and educational show for the whole family to enjoy.
It is. And before people get excited too much about, you're forcing them to do things. No, if you've ever seen a show, they don't force any of the animals there to do anything.
No.
And sometimes we don't get that part of the show because the animal just doesn't feel like it.
Yep, absolutely.
But Badger will dig, and what's your fox's name?
The fox's name, we have a red fox, Loki, and then our gray fox.
Little gray fox.
Oh,
now,
gray fox's name? It's growing real quick.
Yeah. Anyway, Loki jumps up into a tree, and then you've got a coyote, I believe.
We've got a bobcat.
Bobcat.
That'll also jump like 8 feet in the air. And
like
you said, the bobcat has been a little bit touch and go lately. It just started wanting to perform last week. So they were doing training for about 2 months. And like you said, our trainers don't make the animals ever do anything that they don't want to do, even if they just don't feel like it that day. I got to see the bobcat last week, finally decided to jump into the show. And, it's amazing just seeing the kind of behaviors these animals can perform.
Well, I was down at SeaWorld years ago, and they had penguins.
Ooh.
And the penguin trainers were out there talking about trying to train a penguin.
Uh-huh.
He says, okay, this is our best. And they called out a name, and here this penguin comes kind of walks out to him, gets a fish, turns around, walks back. He says, 5 years of training, and he won't even do this every day.
Oh, man.
And he's the best train we have.
Wow.
You know, so if they don't want to do it, they just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But most of them do exhibit those traits they have in the outside, so that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And our team does a great job of working with the animals. They only do positive reinforcement, so it's always they have some kind of treat or something to get the
There's
animals.
There's no shock collar on that bobcat.
Nothing like that.
No. Okay. It's sad news about Sweet Pea. Mm-hmm. And now, when that happens, do you all kind of like look around for another one?
That I'm not totally sure of. I think a lot of times, depending on the animal, if it's something that's a big part of our show or that the community usually loves having, we'll kind of keep an eye out, but I don't think there's a intense pressure to try to get one in right away.
No, you're not going to go out.
As it happens.
You're not going to go out and find one. But,
no.
But there's probably plenty of rescue skunks out there somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, and we do have two new spotted skunks that are a little bit different than Sweet Pea, but spotted skunks live more in the mountain areas, so they were just born, I think, last year, so they're babies running around real quick. Still need to get another striped skunk like Sweet Pea.
Well, you know, maybe the spotted skunks. We can maybe those will work because I understand if you get them young like that, they can become affectionate and very trainable in that sense.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with David Monk from Turtle Bay. We can come back talk about the exhibits that are going on there, especially the new one with the jingling
jingle dress.
Jingle dress,
yes.
Right. Can you talk about that one?
I can talk a little bit about that
one. Okay. And this is, of course, Native American.
Yes.
Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Compass Sports Cards. It's across from the Hill Collision Center at 1620 East Cypress. You know, did you collect cards, baseball cards or any types of cards?
Yeah, I did a little bit of baseball, basketball cards. I was a big Pokemon card guy myself.
Whoa,
at my age.
Well,
it's a little bit different. But
let me tell you that Compass Sports Cards is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia, featuring baseball, basketball, and football cards, and the largest supplier of Pokemon cards.
Oh.
It's open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. You can buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. Again, it's at 1620 East Cypress Way, open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. It's across from the Hill Collision Center. We'll be right back after these messages at 7:15 in the morning here on the 11th of, gosh, May. Already May. I can't take it. 65 degrees, and it's rodeo week. We're going to have Bennett Gutchen here again today talking about where the rodeo is going to be going in the future. And then the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be with us Thursday. Of course, Friday we'll be down at the Civic Auditorium for the pancake breakfast. And I have two tickets to the pancake breakfast for the first person that calls, 605-4567. Pancake breakfast tickets, 605-4567. And later on the show, I'm going to give away rodeo tickets. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration. So we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich. Crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bob, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, locally owned, locally run, local board of directors. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street. And, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. It's where we bank. And Cornerstone Community Bank has been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We're here with David Long. Am I pronouncing that right?
You are pronouncing it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And from Turtle Bay. And we've already talked about Sweet Pea, and we talked about the Wild Animal Show is starting.
Starting. It's starting going on now.
It's going on now.
Come today at 11 or 12 and come to you.
Okay. You have exhibits. You have a variety of exhibits there. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we've got, as we've already talked about, Wash the Shore about a month and a half ago, just moved in.
Right.
Amazing exhibit. And then we've got two new ones that just opened up on May 1st. We've got American Adventure 1607 and then also our Jingle Dress exhibit that is in the glass case over there. So our Jingle Dress exhibit is partnering with our Native American community here in Shasta County, actually. And what the Jingle Dress is, it's a dress that has – it jingles as it sounds.
With bells on it.
Yeah, with bells on it. The one that we saw for the opening of the exhibit, it was actually tobacco lids that were kind of rolled and to jingle like that. But it's been partnered with the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Movement, and just on May 5th was National Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Day.
Yeah, Linda was down there that they were interring 11 remains.
Mm-hmm.
The Wintu tribe was.
Yes.
A woman and I think five children down there plus more. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were returning the remains to their original site, which is over in the Arboretum at Turtle Bay. And then for the opening, we actually had a Jingle Dress dancer come and perform the dance for us, which really was just a moving experience. The way all the bells sound on the dress, it's almost like the sound of rain as she kind of dances around the room. And it's supposed to be like a healing dance just to bring comfort and healing to the families and people affected by the murdered and missing women. So, great to have that and recognize that in our area.
And, of course, we've already talked about what was it, From the Sea?
Wash the Shore.
Wash the Shore.
Art to Save the Sea.
Right, Art to Save the Sea, but it's all art taken from things that have washed ashore.
Yep.
Mostly plastic.
Yep, all plastic in there.
No dead seal or anything like that?
No, dead seal, no bones, anything like that. All plastic that is washed up on the shores of Oregon, so not too far from
us. Oregon?
Yeah.
So and that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If you go down to the beach after a storm, you can see all types of amazing things down there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else you got?
Yeah, and the other one I mentioned is American Adventure 1607. So this one's been a ton of fun. It's almost like a live-action maze made by Minotaur Mazes, who's won awards for the mazes and stuff they put together. But best way I can explain it, it's almost like a live-action Oregon Trail game. So you go in, you get assigned a character. There's over 30 characters you can be, so each time you come in, it can be like a different maze. They all have attributes depending on their wealth, their morale, their health, things like that. And as you go through the maze, you come across different puzzles and games that will affect these attributes on your character. So if you go fishing and you spin the Wheel of Misfortune is called, you may not catch any fish, and then your hunger is gonna rise on there, and you just try not to let any of your attributes hit zero, or else you die and have to exit the maze.
Oh no!
And then you start over and try to do it again. So it's more fun than it sounds.
It does sound like fun, and it's for adults and children.
Yeah, adults and children.
Now, Linda and I we watch these. You know, we're wagons across America, the Conestogas. There were people that never rode. I mean, they had all their possessions in that wagon. And they walked across America in this. And, you know, they'd stop, you know, if they got 12, they got 12 miles. It was a, you know, it was a spectacular day.
Yeah.
And then they would, you know, then they'd, you know, circle the wagons, whatever they did back then. And then the next morning they get up, walked across America from, well, I think it was like from Missouri. And walking across to the other side, going up the Oregon Trail.
Or they didn't have Nikes or anything to
wear. No Nikes out there either. And can you imagine? I imagine the what the ambiance you don't get in a movie is, you know, lack of sanitation, you know, if water was short, you know. So all of those things. People dying, if, you know, diphtheria, they had bad water and all this. So, you know, you how do you capture that? You can't kill somebody in the maze.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is, you know, the wheel of misfortune. Oh, this happened.
Yep, this happened.
I got, you know, I died from sickness. Yeah. Yep. Dysentery and died.
Yep. And it's tough to make it through, too. They don't make it easy on you. So
that's cool.
You got to try to make the right choices as you go through.
Well, okay. I know it's still a little bit early.
Yeah.
But what are the kind of projects y'all looking at in the future?
Ooh, that I know.
I know you're really far out there because no, I don't mean far out like because I was trying to get an exhibit in here with the Marine Corps. And the Marine Corps is ready, but you all are just booked.
Uh-huh.
And then they're booked on certain days. So, but we're not giving up. We're looking at 2022 to bring in the art exhibit from the United States Marine Corps Museum. And I've talked to your people already. They're excited.
Awesome.
The Marine Corps is excited. So that'll be, but it'll be next year.
Okay.
Sometime.
Yeah. I know we are booked out already through, like some of 2022, but we do have, in September, there's a Roaring Twenties exhibit coming in, so kind of what was life like in the Roaring Twenties. We'll have different costumes, attire, and then
bathtub gym. Can we try that out?
That'd be
if
awesome.
You're an adult.
That's I think a couple years ago we had that like beer brewing one. There was a beer brewing exhibit, something like that. So it'd kind of be fun to do that in the Roaring Twenties. Make some moonshine in the bathtub. But yeah, we had the Roaring Twenties one coming up in September, and then early 2022, it was supposed to be this year, but got postponed because of COVID, but we had the pterosaurs exhibit, so dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're kind of like pterodactyls, but the more,
You've had an exhibit like that before.
We had a dinosaur one a couple years ago.
And it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great.
I was really looking forward to the pterosaurs. I was bummed when it got postponed, but excited that it's still going to happen.
Well, you know what? Things are coming back.
Yep.
Things are coming back. You know, I think people there's still people that are. I don't know how really to say this. I don't think people are as concerned about it now.
It seems to be the
consensus.
Because
it's kind of like
especially
you learn to live with things. You know, like I carry a mask around in my pocket. I haven't worn it, but I carry it just in case there's somebody that, you know, or a place that I want to go into, and they're, you know, I haven't been into a place that's like that. They'll say, everybody must mask, and you walk in, nobody's masked.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of, at that point, stuck. Do I put the mask on? Do I take the mask off? So, anyway. Okay. This is great. Turtle Bay, this is such a great place in our community. Now, a year-long pass cost...
$90.
$90. And for this, two adults, four kids, they don't even have to be yours. You can walk across the street, take the three kids that are across the street, and take them to Turtle Bay.
Yeah, it would be a great time for them and everybody.
There you go.
It already pays for itself if you plan on going more than two times in the year. If you go twice, you've already paid more than $90.
And you know what? When people come in, we love to take them down there and get them tickets and all this so they can see what's going on there. And there's so many things happening there.
Yeah.
And then again, the next year, I know you're already planning on the Festival of Lights.
Yeah.
Are you starting to look at it? How we can make it bigger and better.
Uh-huh. Definitely adding some more to it every year, so it's going to be a little bit different, and hoping to grow it as time goes on.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, excited this year, too, just with less capacity restrictions, so hopefully more people can even come and see it this year.
You had a lot last year.
Yeah.
And and concerning everything that was going on, people coming all the way from Seattle, all the way down to see this. So I imagine next year you could easily add another 50% to it.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, David. And it's good seeing you again.
Great seeing you, too.
Well,
thank you so much.
You know, we've been open the whole time, as I point out to people. And we've masked up when we had people in here that wanted a mask. And most people find this kind of like a sanctuary. They can come in here because we wipe down everything and we make sure everybody's safe and all that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Turtle Bay, David Mong. Who, now, you're head of all the public relations over there.
Yeah, marketing and public relations.
There you go. You're doing a great job, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Bennett Gooch, from who is the president of the Reading Rodeo. And we're going to talk about Reading Rodeo now and then maybe what it's going to look like in a few years. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only place I go to buy jewelry. And Linda's in there, and they've got little things when I walk in, you know, for those special days, like Linda's birthday's coming up. And I walk in there, and Rebecca goes, says, oh, Linda was in, and she looked at this, or I think Linda would like this, and she's never been wrong. Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Give them a call at 222-2750. We'll be right back.
Live American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I remember standing on the corner at midnight.
Welcome back.
To get my courage up.
Yeah.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. 7:35 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, 66 degrees out there on the 11th. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us a segment, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. Since then, has two different divisions in her company, one insurance and one in financial management. For more information or to get a second opinion on your retirement plan or 401, give Judy a call for a free review or evaluation. 221-0441, and they're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Well, you know, Bennett Gooch was on yesterday, but we had so much more to talk about.
Yep.
He came back today.
And yep.
We wanted to talk about what it looks like in the future.
Yeah.
And other things that are going on. Where do you want to start?
Well, it's just a dynamic process. I figured I'd fill in a second spot to this week. Most of the other people we have lined up for the week are not coming in for another day or so. So we needed to roll out some more information here. So I don't know, future as You never know where it's going to go. I've seen the association and the rodeo change so much in the time that I've been there. I've spent a lot of time looking at the past and seeing where it came from and, you know, the dynamics of it, the creation of the Asphalt Cowboys and, you know, how all that came around and what the different parts do. And if we don't take a step back and at least explore our options for the future. You just sit and do the same thing every year, and that's not what I like to do. I like to see how we can make it better for the fans, how the experience can be better for the contestants, the fans, and everybody, sponsors. And I always try to make it a little bit better each time. So we're probably going to meet a little bit more this year and just kind of talk about a 5 or a 10 year plan just to see what options are out there. We're going to bring some community members in, have a little soundboard, peer group type of deal and see what everyone thinks. You know, do we like where we're at? Do we want to do something different? Do we want to grow it bigger? Do we want to keep it the same? Even within our own dynamic or our own club, you know, I've got members that remember a 2-day show. Then we went to a 3-day show. Then we went to a 4-day show. And this year we're back to a 3-day just to kind of reduce the impact on the community on what was going to happen. So there's a lot of different opinions there. Rodeo's a professional sport of rodeo is a lot different than, say, a baseball or a basketball team, football. We are comprised 100% of volunteers. We all have other jobs that we work a lot of hours at, and so we volunteer a lot of time throughout the year to generate the money to put on a show like this. We pretty much break even every year and start over from scratch each time. I mean, can you imagine if the NBA had to do that? You know, how long would that last? And when you look at 600 plus rodeos throughout the country with committees doing the same thing, it's kind of a special deal because you committees have to work all these volunteer hours to find funds from sponsors that want to be a part of it to fund it every single year. And the revenue is good, but the expense of this product is high. And so, you know, we're trying to give the
Cowboys.
This
is a business. You just have to run it like a business, but you're dealing with people and animals.
Yep.
I mean, so and businesses, so it's a, I mean, it's the equation is harder, it seems like.
It is, and at this point where we're at, it is business, and that's why last year's decision not to have the event was a very difficult one. There was a lot of people that just said, do it, you know, why stop, but I don't want to disappear, and I can't make a wrong decision and go upside down and not come back.
You right.
know, it's not a, oh, well, we'll do it again next year type of deal. You know, it
well,
costs
not if you
us,
lose a bunch of money because you need money up front.
Yeah, well, it costs us a lot of money just yeah. to have the facility up and running, sure. even when nothing is going on. So, you know, the utility bills don't stop. Although last year, I have to hand it to the City of Reading, RU, you know, they worked with us quite a bit on finding ways to reduce our overhead, keep our utilities up and running, pay for what we were using, and, you know, they watched out for us. If there was a water line breakage, the utility company would call and say, hey, the water is a little high this month. You might want to check to see if something was broken. And so we'd have to go down there and check things out, and sometimes we'd find broken pipes. Sometimes, you know, the homeless had ravaged the place and, you know, broke something or water mm-hmm. was running. So we constantly fought that battle for a year, and still do. It's not fun. But, you know, now we're engaging the community again and there's activity there. Some of that other stuff that was going on around the scene is kind of going away. You know, there's a lot more activity there, so they're not comfortable just hanging out and taking whatever they want and breaking into things. So hopefully that helps out in the future. And RPD has been awesome. They every time we have issues down there, they're there to help. They're there to help monitor the situation and, you know, run through it a couple more times a day and try to keep the boat ramp safe and everything else that goes along with it.
Now, you said there were 600 other rodeos.
Yeah.
During the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, since there's not that many weekends, obviously mm-hmm. you're competing with other rodeos.
Yep.
And the, yet we seem to be pulling in some of the best cowboys.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into that. And the contestants and the cowboys have learned that they will go to multiple events per weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the scheduling of these events work really well. Sometimes they don't. You know, in our situation, we're probably one of the largest events on the weekend. There are a lot of events going on around the country that happen also. For example, Cloverdale, in Canada, British Columbia, they're the same weekend as us, but they're offset by a couple of days. So we start, and then they finish after we've completed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're both, you know, pretty large events, and we put together a package a few years ago that if you came in and won Reading and then ran up there and won Cloverdale, we had a bonus for them. And so we got creative and tried to figure out ways to help each other out to get the contestants to attend both events. So, you know, Hayward is normally on our weekend also. This year they have not been able to move forward, but the contestants would come to Reading and ride and then drive all the way to Hayward, and then they might take off from there, head up to Cloverdale, British Columbia on the same weekend. In years past, we've had an event in Las Vegas, so they would hit all four of those events. There, at one point, there was a rodeo in Klamath Falls, so they'd hit that too. And so that they're just used to it. A lot of times they'll share horses or fly if they can't drive there and get there in time. So they might fly up to Canada and ride somebody else's horse and pay them a fee and then come back to get to the other events. But so along those lines, we always look to see how we can make it better for the contestants. And quite a few years ago, I was talking to Dan Mortensen in Omaha, Nebraska, and he had he kind of pushed the idea of the back-to-back slack, which means, you know, you come in the morning, you ride your slack, you know, they all get two goes.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in, ride in the morning, the top 10 guys go into performance, the rest of them ride that same morning, and then they're done. You know, they're obligated to us for one day so they can go to the next rodeo, where in years past, they would come in on a Wednesday or a Tuesday, ride slack, run down to Hayward, ride slack, come back for Reading for the performance, then go back down to Hayward for a performance. And so they're going back and forth all the time. And so, you know, we kind of got this ball rolling, and now everyone kind of runs that same format now so that they don't have to jump back and forth all the time.
It's a... It's very interesting how complex this is. This is a lot more than, you know, somebody coming on and hopping onto a horse, yelling, boy, howdy, and getting off the horse.
It is.
This is plus all the other things that you have to have. Let's talk about the medical side.
Okay.
When we get back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but Quick and Clean Car Wash has been in Reading for over 100 years. Yes, washing cars. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right down the street from us, next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's where we go. Get our trucks washed, and really nice people down there, and they towel wipe them and all that. Looks great when you walk out. Okay, we'll be right back with Bennett Gooch, president of the Reading Rodeo Association. 7:45 in the morning, 67 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion.
Starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of 4 energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:49 in the morning here, 66 degrees out there on the 11th of May. If you've suffered, and this is, I guess, appropriate for a rodeo week, if you've suffered from an orthopedic injury, strain, or sprain, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance down there at 3673 Eureka Way in the little shopping center down there. Physical therapist Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. Give them a call at 533-5030. It's 533-5030. You probably might be even, you know, having people like Kevin and Rachel out there at the rodeo grounds. We're here with Bennett Gooch, who's president of the Reading Rodeo Association here, and is one of the main players in getting this on every day. And this is which rodeo? Is this 73rd rodeo.
Yep.
Annual rodeo. We got kind of messed up last year.
A little bit.
Because of COVID. And speaking of medical, things have changed dramatically in the rodeo world over the last couple of decades. Rodeo riders, there's no insurance for them. Is there? I mean, I'm not talking medical, but if they get banged up and they can't ride. I mean,
as a member of the PRCA, they have some stuff that helps them out. A lot of it is through the Justin Sports Medicine program.
Okay.
There's always fundraisers throughout the year. The Justin Sports Medicine Crisis Fund, you know, we have auctions in Las Vegas at the NFR, and you know, we raise funds for them every year to help out those that do get injured and need more than what's available. The community always steps up, the fans in that, to take care of them. And it has become a huge role, you know, on both sides of the fence, the contestants and the livestock. You know, you have to keep them in top-notch health in order for them to perform and to do what they do. So there's a lot of time and money spent on both sides to keep everybody healthy.
The people don't realize that there's you know, they think of cruelty and all these things, that these animals are very valuable. And the contractors take care of these animals.
They do.
This is a huge investment in many cases.
Yeah, there's more times than not when I call up my stock contractor just to talk to him, whether it's about rodeo or just personal things, because we're all friends in the off season too. If you call him in the evening, you can hear the kids in the background running around helping them feed, and then you know, nobody's gone in to have dinner yet because they got to make sure everybody else is taken care of before they do. So the sun's usually down before they get in and get fed, and that's just normal. You know, they get up early and take care of them, and they're all part of the family. They're all named and numbered, and you know, they all have their own personalities, and it's just like having a large herd of pets, and you take them on the road and treat them very well. They all get taken care of extremely well on the road. They stop and you know, take care of them along the way, and when they get there, they give them ample time to relax and, you know, get acclimated and fed and watered and get into the prime state to be able to go out there and perform. And
vets are looking at them.
Vets are always there. All professional rodeos have a vet on site at all times, anytime any activity in the arena is going on, for not only the rough stock or the timed event cattle, but contestants, horses, and that kind of thing. So there's constant care all the time, and more times than not, it's just to make sure that, you know, everything is going good and they're all taken care of well. So you don't wait till something goes wrong. You make sure that that's taken care of before anything ever happens. So no different than having dogs or cats at home. It's just a lot larger scale.
It's a ton. It's a ton of love there with the bull. But if I remember Red Rock, he used to follow people around. They could just lead him around.
Yeah, he knew his job. When he was in the buck and shoot, he knew what he had to do. He was going to get the guy off his back, but other than that, he could, you know, you could lead him around. And I've seen John Groundy take him in and to banks, and they line the tellers up to take a picture, and they'd leave a space in the middle, and he'd back the bull up, and they'd all take their pictures, and so he was a big gentle creature, and it just shows that they thoroughly enjoy what they do. I mean, it's just like your dog at home. You get home after work and your dog is just jumping up and down, happy to see you. They're the same way.
You know, how do you put together, like, I know you have committees, but you have all the women that are riding with the flags.
Yeah.
Are those volunteers? Are those like wives of the committee? Or do you
all
just,
the above?
Do they just kind of volunteer to come in and do that?
They're wives, they're friends, they're community members, they're other members of the association. We have different groups underneath the Reading Rodeo, and it's the same people every year. We bring new ones in; they come and go a little bit, but everyone down there is a volunteer. Whether they are true members of the association or they're from the community that come in for a couple days to help us out every year. So, it's amazing to see everybody come together.
How many people does it take, volunteers? Hmm. I mean, let's just say on a typical rodeo night, from the people riding with the flags to people helping move the stock and working the arena and everything.
I never really sat and counted because there's so many pieces to the puzzle, but I would say easily 100 to 200, somewhere in there.
That's what I would think. I'd think at least a minimum of 100 because there's so many people. Plus, you have the stock, the contractors moving stuff, but you've got so many other volunteers out there.
Well, we've got everything from parking to security to making sure people know where they need to be, there's a lot of stuff that goes on to make that work, and if we can do it so people don't even see us working, then we've done our job.
Well, I have two tickets here for the rodeo for Thursday night. You can actually sit together. Let me make sure. Seats 45 and 46 here. First person call 605-4567. These are $25 tickets.
Yeah.
So there's $50 worth of tickets, and you get to go to the rodeo with the seats already there. Every seat's a great seat. So 605-4567. Where do you want to? I'll be giving tickets out again in the next hour, and tomorrow. And Thursday for Friday and Saturday night too. So we're good. Just keep attention out there. Got like 3 minutes left here.
Yeah.
If you were the king, mm-hmm. what would you are? You're the king of the rodeo here. But if you were the king, what would you like to see?
I just want to see everyone come out and have a good time. Let's get back to what we used to do in the North State and get out and enjoy all the activities and events that we are known for around here. I'm hoping this kicks the door open for other events. I think I saw the other day that Taste of Reading is back on, and that's going to happen. We're going to host Beer Week later on this summer, bring that back online. We've got a lot of things planned all over town for that week, and everyone seems to be really excited about it. And, the car show, want to get them back up and running, and everything the Asphalt Cowboys do with their barbecues and things like that. I just want to see people out. I've seen how much fun they've had, the street dance and things we've just had, the Cottonwood Rodeo. Everyone's out there having a good time, and I want to see that keep going.
Yeah, there's of course, the pancake breakfast will be Friday. And there's no parade this year. And,
no.
I tried to get somewhat involved in that in the sense of finding out why. And everybody was putting in permits, but somehow I just never made it through.
I think that came down from the state level, Caltrans and things like that.
I think
that.
So, too.
I think all the local people were pushing pretty hard for it, and the opposition came from the state level at that point.
I don't understand it. It's a parade.
It's
outside.
I
mean, it's another example of just weird decision-making at the state level, in my opinion. Okay, Bennett Gooch. You know what? People, if you're out there, when you go to the rodeo, look for this big guy wearing a red shirt. I mean, he's tall. Well, how tall are you?
6'5".
6'5". He's out there. He's usually got a clipboard or something in his hand and his cowboy hat on. And he's the one that's running around different things and people running up to him. It's like a covey of birds. They run up to him. He says something and they all run off in different directions to get things done.
It's pretty orchestrated.
It is.
Most time it runs itself, but, you got to be ready for anything that goes wrong.
You'll see it, and you're going to have a great time. We're going to give away some more tickets in the next hour and some more tomorrow and Thursday for the weekend. So just stay tuned, and I'll keep giving them out here.
Great.
I thank you again for everything that you do around here. Cause, and what's the name of your company that you work for?
I work for Vestra. Vestra.
Yep. And we want to thank Vestra, too, because yep. they're very much a supporter of this community and letting you have the time to do this because, not only do you do this during the day, you do your regular job at night.
I do.
Bennett, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hey, when we come back after the news, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center with us. Every time they come on, there's something new that they're doing down there that you can't help but think that they're not resting on their laurels. They keep bringing in new systems. They keep bringing in new procedures to help your health, to make your make your life better, to make your life more livable. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Fewer Americans are reluctant to get a COVID-19 vaccine than just a few months ago, but questions about the side effects and how the shots were tested still hold some people back. That's according to a new poll that highlights the challenges at a pivotal moment in the U.S. vaccination campaign. U.S. officials are seeking to soothe concerns about price spikes or damage to the economy from last week's cyber attack on a major fuel pipeline. Tiffany Wright with AAA Carolina says the gas industry is very resilient.
We have a ton of supply. Unfortunately, we're our own worst enemies. What happens is we go out to the pumps, we overconsume, we panic buy, we get nervous. And in fact, we're the ones that end up leading to the shortages out there.
Wright spoke with WSOC-TV. Seven of them were students, the other a teacher, all killed in an attack on a school in western Russia. The suspected gunman is in custody.
The Interior Ministry there is saying that this was a lone attacker, one young man, a 19-year-old, we believe. Some reports are suggesting a former student at school number 175 in the city of Kazan. We saw some very dramatic images this morning of people trying to make it to safety, children from that school, some of them throwing themselves, jumping from the windows of the third story, the third floor, of the school building, trying to escape, and you could hear the gunshots in the background.
BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford reporting from Moscow. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after a meeting with senior defense officials that Israel will increase its strikes against militants in the Gaza Strip. Israel unleashed new airstrikes on Gaza, hitting a pair of high-rise buildings believed to be housing militants. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 562 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Spain's top coronavirus expert issues a stern warning to Spaniards. Don't let down your guard.
Fernando Simón says until 2 days ago, he would have been able to say the recent downward trend of infections would continue. But right now, neither he nor anybody else in Spain knows what will happen, he says. His comments follow scenes of revelers partying in mass over the past weekend, in many cases without social distancing or masks. The street celebrations follow the end of a state of emergency, a blanket national rule that allowed authorities to take strict measures such as travel bans, curfews and curbs on social gatherings, which collide with fundamental freedoms in Spain. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In recent weeks, tourism indicators for New York City, like hotel occupancy, had fallen off on a pandemic cliff, but they have ticked up slightly. News and analysis at townhall.com. Political newcomer Glenn Youngkin has emerged as Virginia's Republican gubernatorial nominee.
With more than 30,000 delegates casting ballots at a convention Sunday, the GOP hopes to end a 12-year losing streak in statewide races. Youngkin is a businessman who campaigned as a strong Christian conservative and defeated fellow businessman Pete Snyder and State Senator Amanda Chase. In the sixth and final round of counting Monday night, Youngkin passed the 50% mark to clinch the nomination. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. educators are doing everything they can to track down high school students who stopped showing up to classes and to help them get the credits needed to graduate. Their efforts, including relaxing graduation requirements, come amid an anticipated surge in the country's dropout rate during the coronavirus pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is, gosh, I already said good morning. Hey, it's the 11th of May, 8:05 in the morning here, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room at the same spot. Jared's running the boards today and has the weather.
Good morning.
And the special day. Today is Eat Anything You Want Day?
Correct.
Well, of course, that date comes when I'm watching what I'm eating, you know. So, oh, jerky. Okay.
No. All right, it's currently 72 degrees. Today is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 93, a low of 59, and we have a red flag warning in effect until 6 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 96, a low of 60. Thursday is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 96 and a low of 60. Friday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 92 and a low of 60.
And Saturday?
That's five-day forecast here.
Oh.
Or four-day,
that's as far as you go. Well, I can tell you that Saturday is going to be a great day, too. It's rodeo week. If it's rodeo week, it's always great. No matter, even if it's not, it's always great. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business, great group of people down there. Propane's propane. It's the customer service, and that's why Shasta Gas Propane has thrived for over two decades. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-379-3. And we have with us Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm super. And on the phone is Larry.
Do we have Louis Ward?
Oh, Louis Ward.
Oh, I'm sorry. He wrote down the wrong name. That's why I was fooled. Okay, who's on the line?
Hey, everyone. This is Louis Ward, CEO at Mayor's Memorial Hospital.
Louis Ward.
Fall River Mills and Bernie.
Oh, wow. You've got a big area up there.
Yep. Some bigger than some East Coast states.
At least one in particular.
At least one in particular.
Right?
Good morning, Louis.
Or the new proposed state. I mean, D.C. Okay, we won't go there.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Right.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us. Casey.
How's it going up there, Louis?
It's going well. You know, can't complain. Beautiful day. Sounds like the next few days are going to be beautiful as well from that weather report.
Yeah, you got your new facility open.
We do, yeah. We're excited to have that open. We opened that up in, we've opened up two new facilities, actually, in the past year. So we've opened up a new hospital wing that services our emergency room, imaging, lab, and the new front door of the hospital. We opened that in August. And then we went ahead and decided to open up a clinic as well. And we got that open in April of this year. So exciting times, you know, even through difficult times, we can still get things done.
So we have Hospital Week going on. This is last week we had the Nurses Day, National Nurses Day, and so we We brought in three food trucks for the nurses, and anybody who had an RN on their badge got the order from, I think it was like meat on a stick was one of the trucks, and one of the trucks was a hot dog truck, and then taco truck. You guys doing anything up there for hospital week?
Yeah. You know, taco trucks are a little bit more difficult for us. There's not as many to choose from up here, but we do work with local vendors. So, for example, today we're bringing in pizza for 250 staff members. So that's a big lift. But it's great for our local restaurants as well because we incorporate them in. And so we're looking at some food options on Friday as well, working with the one or two taco trucks that are in the area to see if we can get them over. But we do like ice cream socials and you know, candy bar kind of things, and we keep it fun and try and feed our people as much as they can take anyways.
Louis, when you're up there in a rural area, we can call Shasta County or even the city of Redding rural in some, compared to a lot of cities, but you are really up there in the rural areas. What are some of the things that faces your hospital up there? Some of the things you're always battling.
Sure. Our biggest battle all the time over the 10 years I've been here is just staffing, right? Keeping people. People seem to come in for 2 or 3 years, and some people enjoy the rural community and stay for 30 years, and some people are looking at, working with a loan repayment program that you have to live in a very rural area, and once they've met those obligations, they look to maybe move back closer to where home is for them. So, we deal with a lot of staffing in and out, and that's not terribly different than what Casey's dealing with there in Shasta Regional. And hospitals in general, staffing is probably our number one challenge. We're very fortunate to have two hospitals in Redding that we work very closely with, and particularly Shasta Regional. We work very, very closely with them throughout the pandemic. It's really helped remove some of the difficulties of a small hospital having to stand up against a pandemic in terms of isolation rooms and things that our hospital weren't built for. We were in the throes with everybody else, but as we've been coming out, Casey and I have been, I think, working smartly to move patients around. And I appreciate the partnership of the Redding Hospitals and Casey and Todd, a ton. So it's been very helpful.
Where are you located at?
Well, we have two sites, actually. So we're located in what I always refer to as the beautiful town of Fall River Mills and Burney. So we have a site here in Fall River, which is the main campus, and we do all of our hospital-related activities there. And then we have two skilled nursing facilities as well, where we have about a census of 85 or so residents that stay with us every night. And one site is here in Fall River, and the other site is in Burney. So we cover the entire Intermountain area, right? So
that's thousands of square miles.
It is. I wasn't kidding when I said it's bigger than
it's pretty
some
big.
East Coast states, right? So
yeah, I think the only guy further out there from you is probably Modoc, Modoc Medical Center. They're really out there.
They're 3 hours from Reno and 3 hours from Redding.
Yeah.
So there's no easy way to get it anywhere in Modoc. But, we have a community up here that's very accustomed to traveling to Redding. But we do everything we can to service the community here. In the past year, like I said, we've strengthened our emergency services, as well as we've also opened up a clinic to continue to provide access to the community. And actually, we've also opened up a retail pharmacy in 2019. So you know, we do what we can with the dollars that we have. We try to spend them smartly, make sure that each dollar impacts people in a good way, and then we really leverage and continue to nurture those partnerships we have with Reading, and I think it's worked out really well over the last few years.
Yeah, it sure has. It's been very fruitful.
We're going to have to take a quick break here, and it's amazing that, you know, Louis up there servicing an area of thousands of square miles, bigger, as we say, than some eastern states, and getting the job done like that. I just imagine, just like you said, it's three, and if you're up in Alturas or Modoc County, it's 3 hours any way you look at it. Right. Imagine life flights. There must, you know, life flights are used up there a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of air traffic for sure.
Air traffic up there. Okay, let's take a quick break here. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And get ready, because when we come back, we're going to give away two more tickets to the rodeo. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
look at the sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, as she is every Tuesday. And I have two tickets for Thursday night, seats 42 and 41. 41 and 42 for Thursday night at the Reading Rodeo to the second caller. The second caller gets this. To these two tickets, that's $50 worth of tickets, my friends. And you don't have to do anything except call in here at 605-4567 for the second caller. And then you can come down and pick them up. Let me see what else. Oh, we're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And also Louis Ward, who has got the same job up in the Fall River Burney region up there. Well, and several thousand square miles that he takes care of up there. You know, and this is for both of you. If a doctor goes through school and he comes out, as we know, with could come out with hundreds of thousands of dollars in school loans. Are they forgiven if they come up to a rural area like where Louis is or even here?
You want to take that, Louis?
Yeah. Well, they're not forgiven in totality, but there is a mechanism that if they are to service, you know, a rural population, maybe a high Medi-Cal population, that there is very large sums of money that can be offset off of their loans. And then hospitals like mine, we're a district hospital as well, we have also some mechanisms that we can work with that provider to kind of continue even reducing those loans after those programs end. So, there is the possibility that a provider, if they go about it in just the right way, over about a 10-year period of time, they could see 90, 95% of their loans paid for by someone else. You know, there's other ways that the program could work better in the future, and I know that there's always people thinking about how to make it work better and bring providers to rural communities, and we're, you know, continuously part of that conversation. But, you know, it's still a challenge. Even with those programs, we're still seeing providers really flock to those urban areas, and it's still very, very challenging to get physicians or, you know, mid-levels, advanced practice providers to come in and, you know, want to service a community as large as ours in terms of ground and everything that you could possibly see.
And so, Lou, you get the opposite true also, where you have medically underserved areas that could be in the inner cities. And so some of those programs exist down there if you work through a federally qualified healthcare center like Shasta Community Healthcare Center. And so those are other aspects where you've got these extremes where you've got this medically underserved population either in a rural setting or in an inner city setting, and those programs are just as effective down there too. So very interesting.
By the way, congratulations. Seth won the tickets to the rodeo. I have another set that I will be giving away tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour, so for Thursday, and then I'll be giving away Friday tickets and then Saturday tickets. Okay. Louis, are you coming down for the rodeo?
You know, I wasn't planning on it. I feel like it you know, I have four kids here, and they're all under 10, so it's a rodeo at my house all the time.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, you've already got, you've got mutton busting here.
Yeah. I have to think about it, though.
so we have...
Four kids under 10? Louie, what were you thinking?
Yeah, I have a, you know, amazingly beautiful wife, so... But four kids under 10. We have project animals up here. We have chickens. I mean, it's always a circus.
Louis Ark.
You have your rodeo every day, huh? Coming out of shoot one is being chased, being roped by my wife. Okay.
Yeah.
The medical, and this goes back to you, Casey, here. Yeah. The amount of things that y'all have done. Bringing in all these new procedures for people,
right?
The new pacemaker, other things like this that are going on at Shasta Regional. I mean, we're keeping up here with some of the large hospitals down in the Bay Area here. We're offering the same types of procedures.
We are, and again. That's something where, again, we're trying to minimize the need to leave the area. We've got the qualified professionals here to do a lot of the services that people are leaving the community for. We just don't have the technology. And so we're starting to just pick each one program at a time and assessing how many people are leaving the area and then looking at that program and saying, is that something that would be viable here? And, of course, you know, we want to make sure that there's quality and we've got the providers and so... the next one that's going to be launched is we talked about this last year, and unfortunately it takes a little while to get this stuff started. But it's going to be a lung nodule program to try to catch lung cancer at stage one and stage two, so we can do the surgical intervention, before it gets out of hand. And three and four is a problem.
And from what I understand, with Dr. Pramila Danuka here, oncologist, oncologist, great lady, great oncologist, is the thing about lung cancer is. By the time they discover it,
that's right.
It's already spread.
Yeah, well, most cancers are like that. I mean, because if you don't go through the screening, that's the problem. Like colonoscopy, you've got to get a colonoscopy. It's foolish not to.
It's dumb.
And once you're symptomatic, that's unfortunately sometimes most of the time it's too late.
There's three types of cancer that I've learned that can be cured if caught early: colon cancer, breast cancer, and cervical cancer.
Prostate as well.
And prostate.
Yeah, you've got a good chance if you go through the screening. Having, annual skin exams and having your doctor look and make sure you don't have any kind of growth on your skin that could turn into cancer. All that stuff is part of having a comprehensive screening. And that's a lot of that stuff is being postponed. People aren't getting it done because of the pandemic. And, I'm afraid that we're going to probably start seeing some more people. Being a lot sicker than they would have been if the pandemic wasn't here. So,
and those things like colonoscopies are paid for by insurance.
Yeah. I mean, all the stuff is sure.
The insurance companies want you to get these.
Well, it's pay me now or pay me later. Yeah. The insurance companies are willing to make that investment up front because the back end is just way more expensive. So.
Let me make just an announcement here. The Board of Supervisors meeting is going to go at 9:00, and if I could ask people to be civil,
please.
Adult.
Yeah.
I know it's asking too much for one of the guys. I'm not going to mention his name. But everybody else, we know that you're upset. We know that there's lots of things going on now with the recall and then the people fighting the recall, all of these things. But there's no reason not to be civil. Let's not go down the line of just a little bit of, a little bit of violence here or a little bit of violence there. No, we don't need that. We don't even need the name calling, to say something and without saying that you are a bad person for doing this. You may not agree with them politically, but, hey, that's what our civics lesson, and that's what you have the right to do with this recall. I absolutely support the idea of having a recall, because that is your right. But let's just kind of calm down out there when we're in front of the Board of Supervisors or just on social media. And this is both sides, by the way. I mean, there are some real nasty people out there when it comes to social media, we know. They would never say that to your face, but they're more than happy to be someplace in Nevada seeing it. Okay, that's my last aside from this. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, are you tired of taking care of the grass, the plumbing, the everything else that has to, no, that has happened? Why not live in a great place where you can have your stuff? You can have those things that mean a lot to you. You can have your pet. And you have a gourmet chef cooking your meals. You don't have to worry about shortages of anything. Where you have your own transportation, or they will provide transportation to you. You're right in the middle of downtown. You're right next to the VA clinic. It's called River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981 and arrange a tour or a visit there and talk to the people that are there, and you may find out that you might have found a new home. River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:30 in the morning, 66 degrees here on the 11th of May.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows. including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Tuesday, the 11th of May, 8:34 in the morning, 67 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work in appointments, so give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, and the best place in Reading that I've ever gotten my hair cut. Well, anywhere that I can remember. But then, Cypress Square Barbershop's the only place I've ever gotten my hair cut in Reading, so I can say that. This is for people that call in and tell me. You can't say it's the best in the world. Well, for me it is. I'm here with...
There you go.
Hey, yep. I can say that, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the best hospital that Linda's ever been in and spent the night when she was sick, because that's the only hospital she's ever been in. So I can say that, but I really believe that you guys, from what the way you handled Linda's case was extraordinary. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but it was right at the beginning of COVID, I couldn't get in there.
Yeah, well, we talked about the quality scores and safety scores that we've been able to achieve over the last years. So that's definitely a place that I would use. I've used it myself, and I don't think I've ever been in a hospital I've ran before, just because I think I've been pretty healthy up until last year. So. It's been a crazy year.
I want to talk about that. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Louis Ward, who is the, your counterpart, the CEO of Myers. And of course, Louis's got a system that covers the size of a northeastern state in your area that you help. But let's talk about vaccinations just for a second. It seems to me there's plenty of vaccine out there. Am I right or wrong?
That's correct. There is plenty of vaccine.
And Louis, for you all up there?
Yeah, correct. Well, we have quite a few doses that are sitting and waiting to go in arms.
But from what I understand, it's saying that the people aren't lining up to get the COVID shots. So, are you finding that, or is that?
I think the U.S. as a whole is seeing vaccination rates drop. I think it's like that with anything that you see that's introduced into the public in the United States, where things everybody at first wants to get it, and then you've got that curve that you just get to, and it just becomes more difficult. And plus, the infection rates are going down and significantly as well. And so that also kind of removes an incentive to get vaccinated for people that were kind of on the fence in the first place. So hopefully we get to a level where we can get this all behind us. But we still have a little more to go.
Louis.
Yes.
You live up in a men are men. Type of area. I mean, it's a tough place up there. I mean, farmers, ranchers, people live in the outdoors out there. What's the general opinion up there from your constituents in that very large area?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of the same as Casey in terms of that immediate demand in terms of the vaccination. And then, right now what we're seeing is the supply is outpacing the demand, right? And, I think people here, one of the true values of living in a rural community like this is that people do care immensely about their neighbors. And I think people are having conversations with their neighbors when it makes sense and trying to, tell their stories in terms of their opportunity to get the vaccine and how they felt after getting the vaccine, and maybe even some of the sense of freedom that you do actually get once you get the vaccine, and at least mentally you start to feel a little different about the virus in itself. And but we're challenged up here. I mean, we have people that are absolutely going to wait until, you know, the vaccine's out for, you know, a year plus, and maybe some they'll never get the vaccine. So, but Casey's 100% right. I mean, right now we're seeing those infection rates dropping off, actually very similarly to this time last year, where people started thinking about COVID completely different and started, you know, getting back out and doing different things. What we're all hoping for at this point is that, you know, when we do enter into that flu season that comes around and that season that you start to see sickness peak up a bit more in the September, October, November period of time, you know, that we're ready for it and that people have, you know, taken that opportunity to get that vaccine. And we're just continuing to keep educating as much as possible. And, you know, that's kind of the general gist of our program up here.
Hey, you brought up a good point about the flu. We didn't see any flu this year at all.
Maybe
one case.
Yeah.
And now that's really interesting because people bring this up. Well, how many people died from the flu this year? You know,
and no, there was no flu this year at all. It's because of the masking and the distancing, and you know, a lot of other countries do mask during seasonal times and have much lower flu rates than we do. And you know, unfortunately, what's going to happen this year is that we don't have enough flu cases to come up with an effective flu vaccine. So I think the number
because they base it on last year's flu.
Right. Yeah, and any of the potential that's out there. So, but again, you need 40,000 cases to have an actual sample to be able to create the vaccine. So we didn't have that this year. So it will be interesting to see what happens.
Are you seeing the same thing, Louis, up there?
Oh yeah, we're seeing this all across the state. I mean, Casey and I have opportunities to talk to administrators throughout the state, and this is something that. Flu was non-existent this year, which I, you know, it's great because we were dealing with something else already. But as Casey mentioned, there's downstream effects to that. And just to add, I mean, we run two skilled nursing facilities up here, and every single year, I mean, you have a population that has a really good understanding of you know what's in the community because I mean we have visitors that come to the skilled nursing facility and things get moved around, and we saw this, of course, with COVID, right, that skilled nursing facilities were very difficult to manage in terms of this virus moving around. But we see flu every year in the skilled nursing facility or GI breakouts, and none of that occurred, right? And that was all based to just very conscious efforts around hygiene and mask wearing and social distancing. And for all of that, that's really a good thing, helped us get through this past winter. But, you know, as Casey mentioned, there's that downstream effect when something is changed like that. So,
well, I've really appreciated this physical spacing or distancing from, you know, in the grocery stores. You know, so you don't, you know, you're not sitting there listening to everybody's conversation so much on the phone, and they're not banging into you, wanting to move forward an inch. No, you know, I wish we could keep that, frankly. The rest of it, you know, Louis, you're up there in a very rural area. What are the kinds of things, you know, down here? You know, Casey can tell you we get stabbings and car wrecks and motorcycle wrecks and all, you know, derelicts off the street. But what are the things you see up there?
Sure. Well, one comment on physical spacing. I mean, if you want to keep that, just move to Fall River. There's plenty of it here.
Yeah, but y'all don't even try.
I know. That wasn't something we had to really try to do. We kind of already had that built in. But, yeah, so, I mean, we deal with a lot of the same stuff, obviously, in different numbers, right? We have motor vehicle collisions. We had one the other night that was, you know, six people, and we have to be ready for that too, right? So, you know, it was a big trauma, and all the Reading hospitals work together, and EMS and so forth. The Shasta hospitals, and it's something we have to be ready for. I mean, we've had stabbings, we've had. You name it, we've had it, and just in terms of volume is a little different, but we have to be ready for those things in our emergency room, and our staff has to be prepared, and physicians have to be prepared and trained, and you know, really those relationships that we have, again, with the Reading Hospitals, Shasta Regional in particular, I mean, they make all the difference in the world when you have, you know, a big event for a small community. So, you know, we're miles away, but life is not terribly different, just different in terms of numbers.
Well, I don't think you have the homeless problem we have.
The homeless problem, you know, certain times of the year that you'll see some homeless activity. There are some areas, but, you know, it gets really cold up here in the winter, so they they do kind of move down the hill at some point.
Yeah, I know exactly where they move to. Hey, we are here with the CEO of the
Mayor's Memorial.
Mayor's Memorial in Fall River, Louis Ward. And, of course, Casey Fatch, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew has been one of our sponsors since the very beginning. And if you want anything that has to do with tobacco, they're going to take care of you. Both premium and domestic cigars, rolling tobacco, all the accessories, lighters, humidors, pipe tobacco, you name it, they have it there. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Good people down there. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:45 in the morning here. Carlin and DeBott.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickeny chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant.
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 11th of May, 8:50 in the morning. And it is 67 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful week. Perfect for rodeo week. That's right. It starts Thursday night. We've been giving tickets. I'm going to give away two more tickets tomorrow morning. Then I'll start giving away Friday tickets. For the rodeo. It's going to be great. You know, we missed it last year, but it's back this year. And with us is Casey Fatch, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Louis Ward, who is the CEO up there of Myers Medical. Or
Mayor's Memorial.
Mayor's Memorial. You know, I'll get that right, Louis. Well, maybe. good morning. And we have a phone caller, Randall. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, you know what? Living the dream, my friend. Living the dream.
Yeah. Am I on the air?
You are. Yep.
Oh, hey, but the only reason that I called in was to congratulate Casey on 3 full years of longevity at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I, for one, know what that is.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's not the record, but you're moving on it.
I'm moving on it. I'm taking that record. I love it here. Love it here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll make it. Just, you know, just stay alive. That's the key.
Yeah.
Well, the key thing, I think most people know that running a hospital is like being eaten to death by ducks. It's not particularly painful, but it's very, very noisy.
So. Yeah. Definitely takes its toll.
Randy Hemplin, of course, used to be the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Being eaten by ducks. I love that.
I think they're guys.
Okay, thanks. Being eaten by ducks, it's not particularly painful, but it's noisy. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. Hey, Louis, is that right?
You know, I hadn't heard that one, but, you know, I'm going to just echo Randall's comments there, because I've been here now 10 years and 6 years as the administrator. But Casey, I'll tell you, the relationship that our hospital and Shasta Regional has is just immensely better with Casey, just coming straight up and immediately, you know, bringing us in. Didn't ever treat us like, you know, the hospital up the road that they didn't have to worry about. I mean, he absolutely has really brought some great things to Shasta Regional and to the Reading community, and help partners out like us. So I echo Randall's comments.
Well, those relationships are important. You know, it's time is of the essence when you got to transfer patients down here, and you can't be going through some transfer center in Sacramento or trying to deal with that type of a roadblock. And so we, you know, all of our, you know, Weaverville is the same way, out in Trinity, Eureka, Wairika, we work with them, and they just directly call the emergency room and facilitate a transfer, and it's just, it takes 45 minutes to an hour out of the process, and the patients are much better for it. So it's a pleasure.
Hey, it's hospital. It's hospital week.
Yes, hospital week. So, Florence. Louis, hospital week. Florence Nightingale's birthday, right? That's why we celebrate it, which is tomorrow. And she's famous for bringing the nursing into the modern age. She was born in 1820, died in 1910. And she was also famous for developing the polar diagram. So that's a modified pie chart. That one I didn't know. I was just doing a little reading last night. Every time I come on the show, I have to, you know, brush up. So we're having a big... What's that?
Well, I was going to say, yeah, there's a term called the Nightingale Ward, and it's this big open room where we would take care of patients, and it was kind of developed after some of her thoughts. And for years and years and years, that was kind of the way things worked. But we've now kind of moved into more private rooms and things. But yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, so we're doing a big barbecue tomorrow at the hospital to celebrate her birthday and honor our employees. They've had a tough year is probably just doesn't really encompass what they've really went through. And you look at firefighters and police officers, and they go to work every day, and there's a possibility that something could, unfortunately, happen to them. But I think this is the first time that hospital staff have ever had to face that kind of uncertainty going to work, and so our hats are off to the staff. They did a great job this year, and we just want to try to make it up to them. There you go.
My daughter's a nurse also, and she sent me a photo one day of her being, because she was going into different hospitals down in Albuquerque, New Mexico. New Mexico was really hit hard. And she was, the N95 mask, then the other face shields and all the protective gear she had to wear. And it was just during this whole thing. And still, she said nurses around her were getting sick.
Oh, yeah.
From it. So.
Well, and they nurses played a huge part. I mean, they play a huge part every year in the care of taking care of patients. But, you got to remember, for a long period of time, we couldn't have any visitors coming into the hospital or the skilled nursing facilities. And so these nurses were those patients' family. They were their support system. And they do such a good job with that every year. But this past year, what we were asking them to do is do it all, right? Take care of people, also be the family member by the bedside and comfort people. And so I can't say enough about the staff, the entire staff of healthcare, really, all the way through. Everyone from anyone doing anything in the hospital this year was asked to do something different. So they all deserve a massive pat on the back. And, I'm glad we're able to help celebrate them. And we'll continue to keep trying to do it, even outside of hospital week.
Well, speaking of visitors, what's the visitor policy you have, Casey?
Well, so currently right now we go from, I think it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., one visitor. And we were at a time. And we were discussing yesterday of opening up to two visitors and going from 8 o'clock.
Oh, there's shooting going on outside. Oh,
it's the bank robbers.
It's the bank robbers, and the Asphalt Cowboys are coming by, and they're shooting their guns.
I was about ready to jump on. Well,
hang on for a second. Let me make sure that's what that really is. Hang on for a second. Y'all keep talking.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so don't go too close to the window. Anyhow, what are we talking about?
You're going to talk about visitor.
Oh, yeah, visitors, yeah. So,
visitors.
I
think it was the Cowboys.
I don't hear any sirens.
I don't see anybody. I don't see sirens, and I don't see anybody laying on the ground.
So we were 8 to 4 o'clock, and so a lot of times people couldn't get off work in time, so we're going to expand it to 8 to 6:30.
Okay.
And potentially allow two visitors, but when we change the policy, we'll put it up on our website. What are you guys doing, Lee?
Very similar, actually, yeah. So we're allowing two visitors in the acute care side of the hospital at a time, and then they can visit up to twice a day, general hours, actually very normal hours, 8 till just after dinner time. And then in the skilled nursing facility, I'm just so delighted to report back that we've pretty much opened up terms of visitation there. I was still doing our normal screening process and working with families ahead of time, but it's just amazing to watch these residents, finally have visitation in a normal way. So,
well, that's tough for everybody. That's on both sides, because you want them to be able to see their families when they're ill, because they just, it brings them some joy and it helps them get better. So I'm glad this is starting to open up.
Louis, in an area like yours, this always comes up down here, and you guys pretty much take any insurances that people have, right? Medicare, Medi-Cal, Partnership, Blue Shield, Blue Cross, all that type of variables.
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm. We pretty much don't discriminate against any kind of insurance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are some insurance programs that actually don't work with rural health care, and mm-hmm. so there are a few insurance plans, not oftenly used, mm-hmm. That we don't have the ability to actually contract with, not because we don't want to, but because they don't contract with
you
rural
health care. You take TRICARE, though, right?
Yes, I do believe we take TRICARE.
Okay. Yeah, military.
Yeah, I just brought it up. Yeah. I'm just bringing it up because, you know, we do hear comments. I've heard statements around town that Shasta doesn't take all insurances, and we do. And so that's something that any blue product, Cigna, Aetna, United Health, whatever, you know. But it's good to know
I think this is something that we may see a little bit more of in the future, but occasionally what's happening is that, you know, people are working for large companies, but they're working from home, right? And which means they can work anywhere.
Right. So it could be out of network. Yeah.
Yeah, they may be based in San Francisco with an insurance policy there, and then actually live in Redding or even in Fall River, and, you know, that makes things a little different, but you know, that's something we're going to see over the next number of years.
I hate to cut you all off, but we have run out.